Do you feel different heading into the season? You've had two back-to-back seasons cut short.
Yeah.
And now, do you feel like you've got something to prove, or there's an edge or something about you?
Well, I feel like I have something to prove anytime I step on the field, whether, the circumstances, coming back off a great year, coming back being hurt. Anytime I go out there, I want to prove myself, and that's just kind of attitude I played with. But, as far as physically and mentally, I feel really good. I feel really good, and I'm really excited and looking forward to this year and right where I want to be. So, I think I'm in a great position right now to kind of just excel and play the kind of football I know I can and help this team as best as I can.
When you say you're right where you want to be, does that mean mentally, physically?
Both. I think this is a game that obviously requires you to be strong in both. I've got a pretty good understanding about this defense and the team philosophy. And on top of it, I feel very physically just where I want to be right now. So, I'm happy about the progress that I made, and I'm happy about the way that I've kind of come into the system and learned under Romeo Crennel and Coach Vrabel. Just happy with the whole situation and, just finally healthy and just really looking forward to football again, which is, obviously the number one thing.
Yeah, and, you mentioned the newness this year. You got Bill O'Brien, you've got Mike Vrabel, you got Romeo Crennel. Do you feel like a rookie, or do you enjoy the challenge of learning a new system? What do you enjoy about this system so much?
And
your role in it particularly?
There's a lot. It's a system where the coaches, obviously hold you very accountable, especially as the middle linebacker of the defense. And, but that's the kind of role that I've always wanted. I want to be a leader. I want to be called upon to make certain calls, make certain checks, kind of run the defense. It's something I look forward to doing, and something I look forward to when all guys are looking at me for a call and kind of adjustments and stuff. It's kind of a pressure in certain situation that you want. So, and obviously on top of that, they've taught us a lot. There's so many different guys and coaches and cultures coming into one with one main goal, obviously being to win. But very smart football coaches who have just taught us a lot, even in a short amount of time. So, just got to soak it in and try and learn as much as you can under these guys.
A lot of the linebackers I've talked to mention you as a veteran that they look to for advice and how to get better in their game. What is your advice to these younger guys, Max Bulla, and these guys fighting to make the team, on work ethic or on the field or study habits? Like, what's your biggest thing that you can give them to take away from this game?
Well, I think the most important thing, especially when you're younger, is just to play hard, because you're obviously not going to know everything right away, and it's going to take you a little bit of time to learn the playbook. Understand your fit in the scheme and really what's asked of you. But, the number one thing that coaches are going to look for right away is just play hard. Guys that play hard, they can fix the mistakes. But if you can play hard, you can play physical, a lot of coaches will find a spot for you. So I think that's the most important thing. And on top of it, just the extra work you can put in, just stay around the building as much as you can, especially if you're new to city and you have no one here, then you might as well, just be here. Be here, get your body right, get your mind right, learn as much as you can, work out as much as you can, and, just sharpen yourself as a tool and try to make yourself as best as you possibly can, for the coach to make a very hard decision. And that is obviously to make the team for these guys.